The police force was only 5,000 in number. Now the police force has grown to 11,000. That is more than 100% increase. So they have to be armed. They have to be provided with boots, uniforms, and all of that. So arms bringing in about now is not necessarily for the wrong things. It is merely the usual things to be proactive.
I must say that these weapons are coming into the country at the time that Sierra Leone is preparing for election. The concern is that the government of President Ernest Bai Koroma may be using this to intimidate the opposition.
This is not so. The opposition ought to do their homework. President Ernest Bai Koroma has done a good five-year term of office. I believe the elections 2012 are merely a referendum on what he's been doing for the first time he's been in office. President Ernest Bai Koroma is not afraid of elections. I don't believe he wants to intimidate the opposition that is already so fragile, that is already losing its members, that is losing people by the day. President Ernest Bai Koroma, by nature, is a very peaceful citizen.
Sierra Leone came out of civil war, and someone may be wondering, what are you doing with heavy machine guns and grenade launchers apart from fighting a war?
The view that in times of peace, you must prepare yourself for war. We don't want to go into war anymore. We as a country are building upon the peace that we've all achieved. I believe President Ernest Bai Koroma's government is not bringing in arms to intimidate the opposition or to fight innocent Sierra Leoneans, law-abiding Sierra Leoneans. Look at what is happening in the sub-region. Look at what has happened in Mali. Look at what happens all around us. Do you want to tell me that President Ernest Bai Koroma's government must sit by, idly by, and don't arm the police who are in charge of internal security? They don't arm the military who are in charge of external security so that tomorrow, if there is breakdown in law and order or whatever, the government of President Ernest Bai Koroma will be charged of neglect of the armed forces, the security agencies. I believe he is only being proactive. I would rather advise the opposition to give a message that the people will buy to counter what development efforts President Ernest Bai Koroma is doing and to say they may do better in case they were to be voted for. Let them sell their message to the public rather than happy on arms and arms and arms. This is most unnecessary.
What do you make of the Security Council, I wouldn't call it warning, but an advice to all political parties and stakeholders in Sierra Leone to kind of intensify their efforts to foster an environment that will be conducive to the holding of peaceful and transparent elections?
Yeah, President Ernest Bai Koroma is most committed to very peaceful, non-violent elections. The Security Council is merely re-echoing what President Ernest Bai Koroma is saying by the day, by the hour. So the Security Council has not said anything strange. Elections are merely a test of democracy. If the people are willing to elect or re-elect a sitting government, so be it. If the people say no, so be it. And President Ernest Bai Koroma has said, times without number, that in the event that the people are fed up with his government, which is in fact not the case, he will buy out. But if the people feel that he is doing a good job, so be it if they re-elect him. He is somebody that is so democratic that the question of peaceful elections is just the cornerstone of the policy he is pursuing.
Is the government of President Ernest Bai Koroma, are you bringing in, as is alleged by some people in the opposition, that you are bringing in former rebels into your security apparatus?
No, this is not true. In fact, the opposition party, principally the leading opposition, the Sierra Leone People's Party, are all rebels in their ranks. They are all coupies in their ranks. Look at the hierarchy of their leadership. All of them are former coupies. So why should they accuse President Ernest Bai Koroma of bringing rebels?